She was always under construction. I fell in love. She was the most beautiful creature I'd ever seen, and I told her so. She didn't believe me, but she did humor me. She left for a long weekend, actually a month, last summer. I missed her dearly and wrote her every day. I mailed each letter to the address she'd given me. Apparently, there was no phone. I didn't understand, but love makes you accept all sorts of strange behaviors. She came back in August, more beautiful than I remembered. She lost a little weight, and her nose looked a little different. My compliments increased. To me, she looked like a movie star. She looked in the mirror and asked if her hips were too big or her breasts were too small. "You look perfect. I wouldn't change a thing," I'd always say. I'd ask her to marry me in October, and she said, "Not yet." She was going out of town, and again, there was no phone. She gave me the same address where I could write, but no email address. No computers either. She came back in December looking more radiant. Her tanned figure looked as if she stepped out of a magazine. I told her the sun must have agreed with her and that she looked like a model. Women never believe it when a man says they look good. Now her cheekbones and those little microscopic lines around her eyes and lips didn't look quite right to her. She wouldn't marry me looking the way she did. I asked about her trips, and all she said that she had to go again. It was another emergency, and maybe she'd marry me when she got back. It's February now, and I'm still waiting, but maybe not for much longer.